This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, joining me in the studio is Lillian Nakabiri. She is here all the way from Uganda, and I'm so excited to have her in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, you are here in Australia doing some great work for Compassion, and I am so inspired and fascinated by your story. So tell our listeners, what is your story?
My story also inspires me because I look back where I'm coming from and where I am, and it's a long journey. I feel like a 60-year-old yet, not yet there. I come from a very poor background. I was born in a weird family, I should say. My father died when I was only 5 months. He was serving in the army. He actually was kidnapped. So we got to believe that he died. My mother had already died by then. I was only 3 months when my mother died. So I grew up with my stepmother. My father had a number of women. So I grew up with one of my stepmothers in my father's house. And we were many kids, but we had a lot of poverty. We didn't have food, we didn't have water, we didn't have beddings, we didn't have clothing. We used to look for food to eat from neighbors' garbage, scrap,
wow,
pretending we are taking it to kids. So when I look where I am now, I feel like it's been a long journey made brief. And I remember when we used to slash the compound and put the grass in a sack and use the grass sack as our mattresses.
Yeah.
But now I'm here in Australia bouncing on your nice mattresses, and I love it here. It was a journey full of pain, a journey full of hopelessness. I only got my turning point when I was registered with Compassion Support. All my siblings had been shared among different relatives, and I was the youngest at home. As I told you, my parents died when I was a baby. I was really vulnerable because I was at one point about to die. But I see myself as a beautiful survivor, of course. When my journey was shaped, I was 9 years old when they took me to a Compassion Project to be registered. And it was my half-brother, my elder half-brother, who took me there. And I thought I was the poorest of the poor. I had no good dress. I had a torn dress. I was just holding it so that people don't see the holes. And we had walked for like 3 miles, and we reached there when we were tired, hungry and looking miserable, and I couldn't even smile for a photo. But then I found there were so many kids who were very poor. To the fact that I stopped holding on to the hole that I had on my dress, I released it, I felt free. So,
wow.
Yeah, when my photo was taken, I started getting support from Compassion. My family started benefiting from that support. We were able to get good medication. We used not to have good medication. We would fall sick all the time. My siblings died when I was a kid. I would see every year I would bury someone. To diseases that could be prevented or could be treated. But because we did not have money for medication. But with Compassion Support, it was a turning point also for our family to change, and also not to go back to the scrap to look for garbage to eat, but they used to buy for us groceries. And it was joy to feel like someone was taking care of our family, someone was taking care of me. I got a sponsor from Australia. That's how Australia is so special for me. The lady who picked my photo for sponsorship was called Rosemary Mohammed. She comes from Queensland, Gold Coast. And she was actually leading a junior church called Ashmore United Junior Church. I don't know if I'm saying it right. But this lady with these children helped me to have good self-esteem, because they would write and encourage me and tell me how they loved me, celebrate my birthday using my photograph.
Oh, wow.
So it was special to write back to them and receive a letter. On a Saturday, if you would receive a letter, it was special to be called out on an assembly. Lillian, have a letter from your sponsor. Oh, how nice that was. It helped me to look on. Even when we had a lot of problems in our family rejections, homelessness, and hopelessness, I still had a turning point. There's a time I gave up on life, gave up on loving people. I hated God. I thought God was taking a lot from me, much more than he was giving me. Every day someone would, I mean, every month would bury someone. Every year you count how many people have died. I hated him. But her love helped me to focus on him and to regain hope. To the fact that when I was about to commit suicide, when I was 16 years old and homeless, I read her letters again. And her letters helped me to think through life and go back to the Compassion Project and be supported more. So I should say for me, sponsorship gave me a life that I'm living now. It the life that I lived before sponsorship died. So the Lillian before is totally different from the Lillian now. And it gave me dignity so that I am like a human being. We used to live a life of animals, sharing things to eat with animals. But now I feel like I'm educated. I am.
Well, you are educated. You've actually gone on to get your master's.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I graduated with a Bachelor's of Mass Communications and I wanted to add value to myself so that I can be of much value to my country. So I went back for a master's in international relations and diplomatic studies. And I started working for Compassion. And I also support my family. I forgive them. I've also encouraged them to become more important. And not to depend on others, but also to find businesses for themselves. I sponsor a child right now in West Africa and I write to him as the His Excellency, the future president of the Republic of Togo. So I give hope because I was given hope. It gives me so much inspiration when I talk about it and when I look back.
Wow. What an amazing story of restoration. You yourself, I mean, where you were being sponsored, now you are not only working for Compassion International, but you're now sponsoring another child. I think it's just so beautiful. So beautiful. So what do you want to do? What sort of does the future hold? What are your dreams and aspirations?
My dreams are big. My dreams for my country, I want to be a diplomat. I want to speak for my country. I want to advise leaders in my country because we really have leadership issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep on elevating to other levels of knowledge so that I can know how to get through there.
Yeah.
And also I have dreams for the youths.
Mm-hmm.
We have an employment issue, 75% unemployment rate in our country. And my dream is to start up a vocational institute for the youths. A Christian Vocational Institute, to train and equip them with skills that can help them to sustain their lives even if they have not gone further with education. Because we have so many youths that are looking for jobs that cannot do anything for themselves. But if you have something that you're trained to do, then you can start a life there instead of being into prostitution and drugs.
Wow, I love it. Well, I have no doubt that you're going to achieve those dreams. So, I mean, look at where you've come already. It's amazing. And all glory to God for, I guess, bringing about those relationships. So good. So what was it like when you met your sponsored mother for the very first time? What was that like for you?
It was like a dream come true, you know, a shocking dream.
Yeah.
Because since I was a child, I prayed to God that one day I'll meet this lady because she really showed me a lot of love.
Mm.
And when she, I was supposed to meet her in 2011 here in Australia, but I couldn't get a visa. And I cried so much. Of course, she knew that I was going through a lot of disappointment and she planned and flew over to Uganda.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. She's that loving that she goes out of her way. So she flew over to Uganda. She sponsors other children right in Uganda. So that was an opportunity for me to plan her trip because I was already working for Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting her, oh my goodness, I looked forward to giving her that hug that I give her.
Yeah.
And lift her in air because I'm way taller than her. So it was so nice to spend that week with her. visiting around, seeing these different children that she sponsors. These kids are now my mentees. I mentor them. They write to me sometimes when they want advice, when they are confused of something, you know, the girls and their teenagers. Mm. So I feel like they are my little sisters and brothers.
Yeah, wow. Oh, it's beautiful. Such an awesome story.
Yeah.
You've inspired me because I have a sponsored child and I think I'm definitely due to write a letter. So I think a lot of people might be listening who do have sponsored kids. Can you tell us, like, what does it mean when they get a letter?
You know, life around poverty makes everything ugly.
Mm.
But when you get a letter, a note from this person who loves you, it feels like your self-esteem is being constructed.
Yeah.
For me, being at the center, at the assembly when all the kids were there and they read out our names, those who had letters, you know, you walk with pride.
Yeah, wow.
To receive a letter and you feel so encouraged. Like you feel, oh, you have space to stand.
Yeah.
So, and you hold this letter like you have met this person who has written.
Mm.
And this letter for me was always special that even when I was homeless, I used to keep them in a polythene bag.
Wow.
It would rain on me, but it would not rain on these letters.
Yeah.
Because they are like my life. I love them. And so many, that happens to so many kids. They love these letters. They keep them for years. Even people who have been graduated out of the program, they still hang on to those letters because they are so special.
Wow. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to someone who might be listening here right now and might be thinking, oh, you know what? I've been meaning to do that. Or they're inspired by hearing your story. They want to be part of giving that hope to another child living in poverty. How can they do that? And what would you say to encourage them to take that step?
I should borrow someone's words that a sponsorship is not just a good thing to do, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Just sponsoring a child and writing a nice story of their life is very important. They can, whoever wants to sponsor a child, and I would encourage all Aussies to sponsor a child because it is so fulfilling, not only to the child, but also to you as a sponsor. You can go to compassion.com.au and get more advice there, get a child that you want and from any country that you want. I'll say it again, compassion.com.au. Please go there and get a loving child that will change your life, but not only your life, the life of this lovely child, the life of this country, the future leader, the future president of whichever country you're selecting. Get there.
Wow. Well, you've inspired me. Lillian, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat. We really appreciate it.
You have a lovely country. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. We do. And it's good to get a reminder of that. So look, if you want to sponsor a child, go to compassion.com.au. It's a great thing to do. Thanks, Lillian.
Thanks.